B-Pod Studios.
Make it your homepage.
A connection.
985thesportshub.com. Toucher and Rich are back on TV.
I really didn't know that.
Twitch.tv. Follow the Sports Hub. Watch and react with 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Your thoughts, Tom?
My thought is that the speed of the Sacramento team has made the Celtics come up with various mismatch situations on defense. And they're so well-schooled, Sacramento, that they know how to take advantage of that. And they got one guy who's a terrific shooter and Heald, and it's catchy.
Didn't mean to catch a mid-cookie there. That wasn't fair.
It's an oatmeal cookie.
For the players, it's a slam dunk. But after the game, it's slammed drunks.
Celtics fan, anything green.
Best play ever.
17 championships. I think the Lakers got what, 16?
This is the Toucher and Rich Drunken Celtics Recap on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
.985 The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich, and young sickly Nicholas, who was on the verge of death, nude in his bed, who was saved by his girlfriend, who thought that he was ghosting her.
Mm-hmm.
But no, he wasn't. He was
on his way to being a ghost.
Yes, indeed. And he was going to haunt every recliner.
apparently, Mr. Mark Gemelli is making the rounds. He was a witness to, I guess, that thing that happened in the North End. Now, if I'm not, the story is kind of fuzzy.
Something fell in the North End.
They were doing construction, and then they found out that the inside of the building was structurally unsound. They condemned it. They ended up condemning the building. But I guess Mark Gemelli had like a, it must be near the blue light that he sees outside of his apartment.
The blue light was covered. So my property value's going down.
So
Kelly's Road Speed. But, another one of my favorites.
So he saw it all go down, and he's Mr. Eyewitness all over the news, apparently. Yeah.
I'll tell you this, is that Mark Gemelli, doing very well for himself, years ago, the Gemelli clan with a nanny that would travel with them.
Ah, yeah.
Wow, that's right.
That's very nice.
I mean, that ain't hay, baby.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to retire. What was your retirement plan?
Recliner. I have my own two recliners.
You have two recliners.
that's Nicky Four Socks.
That's right.
Let you borrow your socks.
I always have to loan you socks. I got two recliners. What do you think you're better than me?
So Nick was out at the TD Garden yesterday after, of course, a pretty good win. They were down by 17. They came back. Even Scalabrine said this morning that he thought it, you know, showed that they, although Kyle Draper tried to poo-poo the win, he said it showed him something. They were able to rally back, and here he is outside talking to one of the attendees of last night's scrimmage.
Can we use this for the radio?
100%.
All right, what do you think about the Celtics?
I think the Celtics are great. I think Kyrie Irving, he won a championship. You know, he hit that three. But I think the Celtics should build around Jason Tatum because Jason Tatum's a stud. I think he's the next Kobe. I think Jason Tatum's great. I don't know basketball that much. I think they call too much fouls like in the modern day. I'm a football guy.
Oh, so you're a football guy?
Yeah.
So what do you think about the moves the Patriots have made so far?
Dude, Patriots, man. Hey, dude, our receivers, man.
So where there's a...
Dude,
name them. You know what? That's what we should do. Nick, I want you to go out this weekend, and I want you to bring a name and just say, true or false, is this a receiver on the Patriots?
I just thought there was some kind of farm truck going by. Hey!
Dude,
hey!
Hey, dude, hey.
Dude, look at all the hay.
That's good hay, Nicholas.
Dude, Patriots, man. Hey, dude, our receivers, man. We're getting good.
I got a cigarette.
Oh, I don't have one. Hey, dude, let's talk about Odell Beckham. The Giants are Eli Manning, bro. Come on, man. Like, hey.
All right.
Hey.
Hey.
Wake it up.
Hey, dude. Hey.
Odell Beckham. Hey.
It's Selfie Gunner. Hey, dude. Hey.
Hey,
it's Townie Gunner.
as opposed to Gunner, the man about town. I work at a bridge.
Eli Manning, bro, come on, man. Like, hey.
All right, all right. Ask me questions. I'm going to ask you a few questions. So where are you from?
I'm from South Boston, born and raised.
What's your favorite Boston movie?
Okay, what is this guy's favorite Boston movie?
All right, it will be, is it Boondock Saints or is he too obvious?
Boondock Saints, or is it too obvious? You're sniffing around the right universe as far as what answers should be given.
Departed.
There's really only like four choices.
Is Good
right?
Will Hunting one of the choices? I say Good Will Hunting.
I mean, I would say that's one of the four.
I'd say Good Will Hunting.
But Good Will Hunting, I hope it's not Good Will Hunting because that means he likes Robin Williams.
Good Will Hunting's my answer.
Okay.
Ah, Good Will Hunting.
Yeah! Johnny Wongame and Dan O'Brien in the other
room. Yeah!
Dan, what made you think Good Will Hunting? Because I would have instantly gone to town with this guy.
Southie. No, the town is Charlestown.
Just because it's where
it's Southie. Because it's
Southie.
Oh,
Southie
yeah.
thing would be
he
Good Will
genius.
Hunting.
He was the genius boy from Southie. Who
right. Just like this
to beat
guy.
Up smart kids.
Yep.
Yeah. Dude.
Dude. Hey, dude. Hey.
What if he was like the math expert, the janitor, and he just had on the board, hey equals pi?
Dude, exclamation point.
No, he just had this big math problem, but it would be like, hey, and then like all these numbers and hey, dude, and then all these numbers.
Dude, Patriots, man. Hey, dude.
X to the power of Y. Hey.
Equals Patriots over dude times hey.
I don't like the Good Will Hunting answer.
Well, Good Will Hunting's great because you know he didn't, like, we probably didn't even see it.
It just, I mean, that's no good.
I love it. Good Will Hunting.
Good Will Hunting.
They fight at 5th Street, dude. Best scene of the movie.
All right.
Yeah, then they're at M Street, dude. Hey, my cousin, he's the one pitching. Dude, I was born and raised in Southie, man. Good Will Hunting.
Congratulations.
He's the one pitching?
Congratulations on your birthplace.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Well, Dan was right. I mean, he's very proud that he knows the areas where it was filmed.
Yeah.
As opposed to every other movie that's ever existed.
All right, cool.
I got a number. How you like them apples?
It's still one of the worst lines in the history of cinema, is that one. One of
hey,
the worst lines.
Hey, I got a number. Hey, dude. Hey.
Dude, Patriots, man. Hey, dude.
Well, you want my number? 617-5. Hey. 6. Dude. 7. Hey.
What did he say about?
Hey, my cousin, he's the one pitching, dude. I was born and raised in Southie.
Maybe he meant pitching.
Maybe he meant peeing.
He's the one pitching.
There's a scene for, like, softball game going on, of course, filmed in Southie, so.
Okay.
And his cousin's the one pitching.
He's an IMDb.
Yeah, because the other part he mentions is the park on 5th Street where they get out and they just beat up the kid that he didn't like in kindergarten.
All right, well, let's IMDb pitcher in Good Will Hunting. All right, we will have more of this gentleman, Captain Hay.
Dude, Patriots, man. Hey, dude.
I'm just very excited he says hey so much. He's reminding, hey, look at me, pay attention. All right, so we will hear more from him coming up right away.
Very special, I want you guys to meet.
Toucher and Rich.
I just want to tell you both good luck.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
For the players, it's a slam dunk. But after the game, it's slammed drunks.
Celtics fan, anything
yeah,
green.
Best play ever.
17 hey. Championships. I think the Lakers got what, 16?
This is the Toucher and Rich Drunken Celtics Recap on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich, and we've met Captain Hay.
Dude, Patriots, man. Hey, dude.
All right, so far we know his favorite film is Good Will Hunting.
Mm-hmm.
And as disappointing as that was for me, Dan made a good point, and that was filmed in South Boston where he's from. The mean streets of South Boston where you can get an apartment. 300-square-foot apartment for $1.2 million. But nonetheless, he's out there, and we've heard a lot from him. He loves to say hey.
Yeah, he does like Halo.
Dude, Patriots, man. Hey, dude.
He's the say hey kid.
Mm-hmm. He's got a famous relative.
Hey, my cousin. He's the one pitching. Dude, I was born right in Southie, man.
Congratulations. Nice. And he continues.
All right. How about favorite Boston band?
Okay, favorite Boston band.
Okay. I mean, Dropkick Murphys.
Gotta be.
It's Dropkick Murphys.
Gotta be.
I mean, because there's no other option. He's not going to say, like, Boston.
No, they'll say Jay Giles. How about that?
No way.
Jay Giles.
Jay Giles is no
one's favorite
band.
This guy isn't 90. Okay. I'm just saying.
Oh, no.
Uniquely Boston and only Boston people like.
Is Jay Giles' band your favorite band?
No.
Because I would contend they're no one's favorite band.
No, not my favorite band.
By the way, I just learned something, and maybe I just didn't. I didn't realize that Peter Wolfe was he married or just engaged to Faye Dunaway?
Oh, I had no idea about that. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Like, I was flipping through this book that I was randomly saw. It was like, here's Faye Dunaway and, like, husband Peter Wolfe. What the F? What? When did this happen?
No, the Rick Ocasek, Paulina Poroskova is about as far as I go.
I guess.
I told you I saw them in Maryland eating.
Yes, you did.
It was all I could do not to go over there and give him a piece of my mind.
What the hell are you doing?
No, I mean, it wasn't like that, but it's she's older now.
Looks great.
I said, listen, I'm the one who saw her.
I've seen her recently, too.
She looks pretty good. I'll tell you, I was going to say, how dare you release Drive as a single?
Drive's a good song.
I like that.
Okay, I'm leaving.
Drive's
now.
A good song.
Drive's a good song.
It is a good song.
I'm leaving right now. I'm leaving.
Benjamin Orr is the lead singer.
You just have some sort of thing against Benjamin Orr. And I thought Benjamin Orr was over.
God rest his soul, Benjamin
Orr. Benjamin Orr one time pulled a knife on me. All right, so the question is favorite band. Did I reverse it?
Yeah, favorite band.
All right, let me see if I can reverse this. Here we go.
All right, how about favorite Boston band?
I'd have to. Was it the Backstreet? I don't know bands that much. Was it the Backstreet Boys? No. Dude. What was it? Emily. Hey, what was the band that came from Boston? What was their name? It wasn't the Backstreet Boys. What
the
was
Cops?
It? No, not the Cubs.
The Cubs are from.
Nah, dude. The Corner. Something about the Corner.
Okay, alright. I don't think I've ever heard them.
They're like graffiti and
I believe he's talking about the New Kids on the Block.
Oh, I thought he
was the Corner.
I thought it was graffiti and S.
Well, I think he's thinking about like the front cover of their album. Like,
no,
are they standing in front of like a bunch of Fresh Prince
Stream album?
Oh, Pornography. He's not talking about that. He's talking about the New Kids on the Block.
He had the real tough one that wore overalls.
Okay,
with only one strap attached.
All right.
Yeah. I don't know. They were always hanging. Hey!
They were tough.
Hanging, hey!
Dude, Patriots.
Dude, hey. Hi.
I don't know bands that well.
Backstreet Boy. I'm just like, what's the name of the band? The girl goes,
Cops?
No, not the Cubs.
The Cubs are from...
Nah, dude.
Ziff.
You know, she's just talking about who's got putting cuffs on her.
Or he's warning them. Like, look down the street, the cops.
I got a warrant. I got to go.
Do you have any Boston-themed tattoos?
Okay, all right.
Jesus.
Oh, shut up. Come on. Of course he does.
But the question is, what is it? What is the Boston-themed tattoo? And I'm going to go back to what I said before, the one logo with pieces of all four Boston sports teams.
I'm going Shamrockaroo.
All right.
And I'm going to say that it's not a good one.
All right.
I'm going to say a bad Shamrock tattoo.
Shamrock, baby.
Hey!
I don't know why that's Boston themed.
Yeah.
That's right.
Like, I'm 3/4 Irish. I don't know why I'm not making more of that. I don't know why I'm not walking around all, hey,
holding your fists up like the Notre Dame mascot.
Yeah.
Do you have any Boston-themed tattoos?
Shamrock, baby.
Oh, you got a shamrock.
I was going to get 02107, but I didn't yet.
Oh, that's right.
02107.
He was just going to get, like, when a teacher talks in Peanuts.
Wah, 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 wah.
Or when someone in a, like, a cartoon in the paper swears. And it's just ampersand and exclamation point. Hey, come here. I want to get a tattoo. What is it? But I couldn't find the money.
Oh, you got a shamrock.
I was going to get 02177, but I didn't yet. But shamrock's cult across, man.
Very nice, very nice.
Hey, dude, my stepmother, she went to high school with Ben Affleck and Matt Damon.
Of course she did.
Whoa, how old's this dude? Wait a second. How old could Matt Damon... Matt Damon's probably 45?
Hang on, was he raised in Cambridge?
I don't know.
It's his stepmother.
Matt,
or something.
Matt and Ben were, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's where so they're from.
His stepmother must be from Cambridge.
Yeah. Damon's almost 50.
Okay. So, okay, that's... I mean, maybe this kid's 21. I'll tell you what, though. He's still a whore.
Oh, no shit. There.
Dude, I was born and raised in Boston, man. Like, you know?
Told us
that. All right, I'm just going to go down a list, and you tell me if they're a hunk or a cutie pie, okay?
Go ahead. I'm not gay, but go ahead.
Thank God that's out of the way.
Man, I'm nervous.
Just want to put that on the record.
All right, Thor.
Well, that's a hunk.
Yeah.
He should just say he's a hunk or a hey.
As soon as he said, I'm not gay, he should have said, well.
Just text NUT to 696969.
I mean, Thor is a hunk. Anyway, you slice it.
All right, Thor.
Thor. He got that hammer, dude. He's a beast.
So, hunk or cutie pie?
Hunk. He ain't no cutie pie. He'll rip someone up.
All right, Iron Man.
Well, that's tough.
Is Iron Man a hunk or a cutie pie?
Because, you know, he's not... Downey Jr. is not exactly a large man.
No.
But I think he's going to say Iron Man and think of actual Iron Man.
I don't know, I'll go cutie pie.
I just want to hear him say it.
All right, Iron Man.
I mean, he got that suit. If he don't got that suit, he's a bitch.
So, hunk or cutie pie?
A cutie pie.
Oh, all right. Freddie T.
I know my hunk and cutie pies. Yeah. Don't you worry.
He's a beast. I mean, like, you know, if he didn't get that spider bite, he's sort of a bitch. But, you know, he's a hunk, you know?
All right.
Oh, did he ask about Spider-Man?
Yeah, Spider-Man. Yeah, he missed it. Yeah, right. Spider-Man. So he's a hunk, but he's a bitch without the spider bite?
Yeah.
Okay.
I missed it. I don't know how I missed it.
Hulk.
Okay, the Hulk.
Well, Hulk.
He's Hulk, yeah.
Ah, dude. Hunk, dude. 100%. He's a f***ing animal.
Captain America.
Hunk.
You think so? He's kind of a pretty boy.
Very muscular. I wouldn't turn him down.
And he's a masshole, so.
There you go.
Captain America.
Dude, come on. He's from the army. He got back from the 50s and 60s. He's a hunk, man. Come on.
How about we use, like, some real like some
All right, Ben Affleck.
No, hang on, it's just keep it rolling. Just keep
okay,
it rolling.
I'll just keep
no
it
need
rolling.
To stop this one.
Okay.
Just let Eileen or whoever it is say what she's going to say.
I have a feeling this guy has had to get in so many fights because his girlfriend.
Yeah, well, he could kick your ass.
Yeah, just like he's at a bar and he's trying to enjoy himself and he's like, get over here. Here we go.
All right, Ben Affleck.
Gronkowski? Hunk and a half, like.
All right, so what do you think of Gronk?
He's a beautiful man, and he is great, and he knows how to turn the up.
We won the Super Bowl because of Gronk, because we ran right up his ass. We ran old school football, run right down your throat. You know what we're doing, and you ain't stopping it.
All right, cool.
Gronk's a beast.
Who has the hottest fans?
Who got the hottest haters? Patriots, baby. Patriots got the hottest haters. What's up, dude? What's up with Kayla? Where is she? I want to meet this kid.
All right. I don't know what happened there, but apparently they had to meet that kid, Kayla.
Well,
and they ended up taking off after that. So.
All right. Well, that's a shame. But we did miss the hey kid.
Dude, Patriots, man. Hey, dude,
All right, I was...
Hey, dude, my stepmother, she went to high school with Ben Affleck and Matt Damon.
Just threw that out there. Just randomly in the middle of a question about something completely not that topic at all.
All right, so this is very quick. It will only take me 2 minutes. But apparently on Wednesday, Facebook and Instagram went down. I did not realize that. But so people went to Pornhub. Now, have you ever been to Pornhub?
You're asking me. The answer is yes, I have been to Pornhub.
Rich, have you ever been to Pornhub?
Yeah, I know it exists, sure.
But you've been to it?
I've seen it, yeah. I've been there.
Okay. You watch the videos?
No, I have not. And I'm being honest about that.
So you've been there and looked at thumbnail sketches and that's it?
No, I've been there. I mean, I know it exists. I've seen it before.
But you put in Pornhub in your the computer and looked at it?
Yeah, I've seen it.
But why didn't you watch
click
the video?
On one of the videos?
No, there was a video that we had for the show. It was something that was on Pornhub that we watched. Remember? It was like one of the, who was it? It was the Gene Simmons thing?
So the Pornhub was strictly work-related?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, I told you about that. Like, I punish myself every day by not going to those websites.
Okay. All right. Well, you get older, it's easier not to go. All right. So Pornhub got a 323% spike, they wanted to watch Instagram and Facebook-themed sexy videos, but...
Facebook-themed?
I don't know, but had 308% increase in searches of tentacle porn.
What?
Now, do you know tentacle? It's a Japanese...
DMJ, Dungeon Master Jim, is actually the one who taught us about that. It's like some weird...
Well,
I think it comes from Japan.
Yeah,
and it's cartoon?
Yeah, Japan has very odd rules of pornography. Yeah, tentacle porn is where the woman is being stimulated by like an octopus type of situation.
You have run out of things to look for, if that's what you're going for.
I don't know. It's a cultural thing. But also what's interesting is if the pornography was made in Japan, they pixelate the penis.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. You were not to watch that.
Okay.
And if you had a Dolfo on the ear, he had a very long reason why. He had gone into done a bunch of research into that. But I've seen tentacle porn, and I've sat there, and I've been mystified and said, this is not arousing. But for some people, who am I to knock them, you know? Who am I to knock them? All right. Rich was over there on vacation. He came back, and he has a story to tell. Here are the headlines.
The games are only half of it. Hatcher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Yeah. Turn it up, baby. What is it?
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Hatcher and Rich. It's something. Stupid eye.
Remix.
I know that I'm going to end up in Turks and Caicos on, we got a sweet 7 o'clock flight in the morning. But I know I'm going to end up losing all my contacts and just, and that's like the worst place to do it because you need sunglasses and also you're in the water all the time.
That can't be fun.
Oh no, it's a nightmare.
Are you staying in a hotel or are you staying in like an Airbnb type thing?
We're staying in a trailer. No, we are in a hotel.
Okay. Because I
will not stay in an Airbnb.
You see, I did it for the first time. Mine was different because I did a little bit of research that it was just through Airbnb that this company that owns a bunch of houses like ends up like renting them out. So it's almost like a hotel with houses. However, because I hadn't done it ever before, I actually went and spent, as soon as I got to the house, I spent a good 10 minutes looking for cameras around the house that could be filming me.
Yeah, it's probably not a bad idea. I've rented houses with other couples before, and I don't even like that.
Well, I've done that. I have done that before, and that's not the best idea.
No, I don't like that. Now, if they had cameras, they didn't see much.
But I mean, I was looking in plant, like, you know, any place where there was a plant. I was looking inside of the Voss that was in, and then I was looking inside of like the smoke detectors, trying to see if there's any kind of camera. Because I mean, how often do you hear those stories where someone goes to an Airbnb and next thing you know, someone's getting taped? Like it happens all the time.
Stranger staying in your place. That's not a bad idea for the owner.
Are you kidding me?
That's the first thing I would do.
That is a for the owner?
What I'm saying is you have people you don't know staying at your place.
Yeah, you don't put cameras in there and film them. Are you out of
your
mind?
Not film them.
That is wildly illegal.
Not film them. But well,
monitor them.
Stolen?
So my rule is you can put one in the toilet.
All right. Well, now, we agree on that. That's fine.
Are you crazy? Like, so you're saying that it's perfectly fine that if somebody rents out their house to somebody to put a camera in so they can watch them?
If you're not what, you're making it sound like some pornographic thing. All I'm saying is you have people staying in your house that you never met and you don't know.
That's your choice then. Don't rent it out. It's illegal to do that.
What if you really need the money?
Oh, okay, so you're telling me that if you rented out a place...
What if you really need the money?
You think it would be perfectly fine to
put
a camera
in... film a porn in there.
No, even if it's just a living room.
Then that's the reason you watch.
No, but you're saying you think it's perfectly fine to put a camera in the living room if you're renting out a place.
Did you have a friend of yours that rented
out... Don't change the subject,
I'm
John.
I'm going to come right back to you. I just want to make sure I have this right.
I had a friend who, this is absolutely true, rented his house out. He was splitting time between Atlanta and New York City. And his friend, a neighbor, told him that there was shenanigans afoot in his apartment.
Right.
And it turned out that it was this extreme. And when I say extreme, extreme gay porn was being filmed there.
You told me about what was going on.
Right. Like not just like gay sex. It was like just use your imagination.
You have to hazmat the place when you come back.
No, he ripped up all the rugs. He had the walls painted.
That big story came out of Martha's Vineyard. There was that woman last year who was renting out a house, and someone had emailed her a bunch of links, and I guess the people had been staying there for almost 2 months, and she went through, and every room of the house in the background was like her paintings and stuff, and her furniture was completely rearranged.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. But I find that fascinating. So you think it's all right to put a camera in a place if you're renting it out?
Personal preference. Now, again, I probably would rent
things out. By the way, tweet came in. Note to self, do not visit Wallach's house.
Well, that's probably a good point.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Is that a law that you can't do that?
I don't think that you can film somebody out without their consent.
All right, let's go to Alex.
It's wildly illegal.
Well, Alex doesn't think so. Alex, go ahead.
Hey, Rich, you're absolutely wrong. Massachusetts, it goes state by state. Massachusetts, what is illegal is to use audio. So if you have audio on a video recording, the person that's being recorded needs to know that that's being recorded. So
we know that.
It's a two-person consent state, but it is not illegal. Ethical is another thing. It is not illegal to be videotaped by someone to videotape you. You have no legal recourse.
Are you kidding me?
You're absolutely wrong.
Well, he's right about the audio thing. We know that.
Yeah, we know
that's
that.
Why we have to start everything. It was okay if we use this.
Well, then never stay in anyone's house. Never stay in anyone's house in Airbnb. Don't do it.
I would never. I'm with you, Fred. You go to a hotel.
Yeah.
I'd
never rent out. Now, you have a place. Now, are you ever going to rent it out?
No. You know what's funny? We were going to until that Martha's Vineyard story came out. And that was the one thing that made me go, nope.
Yep, I'd never rent out.
I understand that.
I would never rent out my place. I don't have a place, but I'd never rent it out.
Sure.
No. All that's gross. People do gross things. Like, even sex is gross if it's someone else.
There has to be some sort of invasion of privacy law where you can't put a camera in a bedroom if you have indeed rented it out for someone to stay there.
Apparently not in Massachusetts. Apparently that law does not exist in this great state.
All right, line four.
Okay, but is that a beach party?
No, bachelor party.
Okay. Batch party?
Or maybe it was a Bach party. Everyone was a big fan of classical music.
That's a good point. I didn't think of that.
I didn't know if there was a sweet blues band playing.
Wigs.
Oh, the Ernie Bach party.
Yeah.
That's right. They just hired the Automatics to come and jam.
Sure.
And honk on the bobo.
And they were filming it for straight to DVD release. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, so we rented a house up at Cape a few years ago for a bachelor party, and nobody really planned on picking out a strip club, so we made a few phone calls, got a few girls to the house, and it was absolutely insane, like more intense than any strip club I've ever been to. It was just filth everywhere. And after we left, about 2 days later, we'd all like agreed we were going to do this every year. We were like, not for bachelor parties, but whatever, we're going to rent that house. It was awesome. And I get a call, it was my name on the house, and 2 days later the owner called me and was looking for an explanation as to why I thought it was okay to have these girls dancing on top of their tables and all this other stuff. And but apparently there is something in most of the leases. If you rent a house or an Airbnb, you're going to sign off saying that it's okay to be filmed in common areas. I don't think it's in the bathroom or the bedroom, because I kind of got defensive about it. I was like, what do you mean? So you were filming me in my bedroom? And they're like, no, but the common areas are all under observation, and you sign that.
I need to hear from a lawyer. It's got to be illegal to film inside a home that you're renting. It has to be illegal. Like, that sounds like wildly nefarious. That, I mean, there's, that, if it's not a law, it needs to be a law. Like, I could see the exterior. Like, that would be one thing. Like, outside the house, that's fine.
You have to have cameras on the exterior.
Which is completely fine. But it's got to be illegal that if you have an agreement to rent out a house, you don't have them sign anything that says it's okay. Like, if you just have an agreement to rent someone's house, it has to be illegal to film inside their bedroom.
No, bedroom maybe. But
yeah, even a common room. I would even think inside the house, if you're renting it, it has to be illegal.
Well, that's not according to our listeners. It's as legal as the day is long, so, Rich, despite your best efforts, there's a good chance you were taped in that Los Angeles.
Could have been.
And I'm sure there was all kinds of...
They would have seen a guy trying to get high and it not working.
Yeah.
No, you were out on the deck. You're safe. I was actually outside. Yeah,
so you're fine.
Either
way. Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like staying at other people's places.
Yeah, now, as I said, this was different, and I normally wouldn't. But this was like a company that just owned the houses that was through Airbnb.
Doesn't mean that they can't have cameras.
Well, according to that, to our listeners, which it seems back crap insane, you could just film anyone anywhere in the bathroom.
If it's part of the lease agreement, like the last guy said,
you got to go over that with a fine tooth comb. Well, we know that Wallach is a peeper. And we know that there's video of Rich somewhere.
I guess there is.
Hanging out somewhere in California. We'll be right back.
Listen, watch, react in real time. Toucher and Rich are on twitch.tv. Just follow the Sports Hub. Sports Hub.
Yeah, and just like that, we back again. Little brother. Yeah, Mike Predator, eat any competitor. Had to double back because I've been way ahead of the curve.
985, the Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Would you like to tell your tale? Or
yeah, so.
Do you want to continue this?
Well, I mean, we have like tons of people on, you know, on hold to get their lawyers and all that stuff, which, you know.
Well, the lawyer, it says here, has called in over 25,000 times.
Oh, okay.
I don't know the accuracy of that.
But. I actually wouldn't mind finding out who this is.
All right. Okay. Just tell your story.
Okay. So I was at Disneyland this past week, and we were about to leave. You know, we'd gone there for 2 full days, and then there was like a half day. That morning I had to go to that talk conference where, you know, the kids and I mean, my wife went to the park, and I came back and went to go pick them up. And so I'm sitting out in front of the hotel. And my kids and my wife come out of the car, and they're like, we just got to run in and use the bathroom real quick before we take off. So I'm sitting in the car out front, and I hear about this story after it all happens. So apparently, my son, who had to use the bathroom really bad before we left, they go back inside the hotel, and when my wife brings my sons to the men's room, there's a guy standing outside the door. And when my son's about to go in, he says to my wife, oh, I'm sorry, if you could just wait just a moment. We need to have you guys wait. There's somebody in there right now. And it's not one of those one-seaters. This is like a big bathroom. You know, there's like
a luxurious,
couple urinals.
Yeah, interesting.
It's in the lobby of a hotel.
Right.
And my wife goes, no, he's got to go right now. And so, you know, what are you going to do? You can't stop a kid from going to the bathroom. So my son goes in there. And this is the way my son tells the story. So he goes in, and there is a gentleman standing by the sink holding a jacket. And there's only one person who's apparently in there, and they're in a bathroom stall, which is being used. So my son goes and he uses one of the urinals. And while he's using the urinal, a guy comes walking out. And the way Hank described him is he said, so this guy comes walking out and he's got this blonde spiky hair. And the guy who is standing by the sink, who is apparently watching him, handed him his jacket. And on the back of the jacket, it just said, Guy.
Oh, yeah.
Chicken dinner.
Yeah.
Guy Fieri taking a dump next to my son own private two-person detail at Disneyland.
All right, so Guy Fieri.
Pinching a loaf.
Now, who told your wife and kids that they couldn't go in? Was it someone from the hotel?
No, it was a guy. He had a two-person detail with him.
Oh, so you can't go in the bathroom when Guy Fieri's
when Guy Fieri's dropping a deuce, he needs to have his own private time. I mean, so
that is the, like, what's someone going to do?
It is odd.
Jump over the barrel, grab the hammer, and save the girl.
And drop a deuce.
Yeah. I like the idea that you can't be in the same bathroom as him.
So I didn't know this was going on the whole time. So I'm sitting in my car. And meanwhile, so Guy Fieri comes walking out before Hank. And Mary like sees him walk out with this dude, and she told me he's wearing the jacket that says "Guy" real big. So like he's being extremely subtle.
Is it like a satin jacket, like they wear in Greece?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like a dark, it's almost like a Letterman's jacket.
Okay.
Yeah, and it says like "Guy" in these big letters. And so my wife comes running out to the car after Hank gets out, and he's like, "Rich, look! Before I tell you what just happened, I want you to look behind you." And I got like a picture of the back of his head. He's walking out. That dude's got more security than the president.
Jesus.
Guy Fieri.
Did he have sunglasses on the back of his head?
No, he was wearing them. They were in the front. They were not in the back. He was wearing them in the front. But he came walking out with his two guys behind him, and apparently everyone was going, guy. And he just like puts up the hand like, "That's me," and just keeps walking full speed to the car. They take off. And
did he throw a trash can nachos at the people?
No, he did not. And I was very disappointed he did not have like a sweet Corvette. Before he took off, it was just got in the back of like an SUV. Dude, it was like the president was there.
Well, I mean,
imagine telling somebody you can't come into the bathroom because you're taking a dump.
Well, who's more famous than? It can't be. It's got to be fairly painful for him to make excrement, given his diet.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
I mean, if everything you eat is so out of bounds. Maybe it was a safety issue for your son.
Maybe it could be. I'm not sure. By the way, when I was there, also the Celtics were there. I was walking by like Fantasyland, and it was Thursday, and I think that their next game wasn't until Saturday versus the Lakers. So I was walking by, and I see this super tall guy, and immediately, like, "Oh, who's that?" And I was like, "Oh, it's Daniel Tice." Daniel Tice like waving at his kid or something on Dumbo. And then, of course, you know, every time you're there, you see, like, someone somewhat famous. If you go to Disneyland, they're every once in a while, but I mean, Guy Fieri shutting down the bathroom to make sure no one else goes in there, including a 10-year-old kid.
I wonder if he, if it was just too out of bounds. I mean, I wonder if he told his guys, it's going to be on like Donkey Kong.
Maybe it is.
Keep women and children out of here. Guy's got his own thing.
I have a... Oh, God.
Maybe he had a trash can on his belly and he was eating trash can nachos.
He was smiling when he came out, though. So, I mean, apparently he felt a lot better. But, I mean, he seemed to be in a good mood when people were yelling his name.
Of course he was. Of course. He's like the Pied Piper.
He's the mayor of Flavortown.
Yeah. He's throwing out Lean Cuisines over his head. Autographed ones.
That's right.
What did he care? I mean, the paparazzi's going to come in there. That's all Guy needs.
Let's go to line six. There's somebody talking about Guy Fieri using the bathroom.
This is another 25,000.
I love it. I'll take all the
25,000. Something's got to be wrong.
P1, baby.
Jared, go ahead.
It's not Jared. It's Chad. But hey, guys, hey.
All right.
Chad sounds just like Jared. Yes.
That's not my fault.
Anyway, yeah, I call you guys a lot because I love the show. Anyway. Rich, isn't it hilarious that a guy that hosts a show called Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives needs a two-person detail to go to the bathroom? The person who's going to diner, drive-in, and dive, he can't take over the entire bathroom.
Well, I'll tell you this, is that, I mean, he's in a great deal of danger anywhere he goes.
Well, I mean, he lives life on the edge.
People are going to want to race him for papers, and he can't turn that down. I mean, people are going to just go like, hey, let's have a wing off. And he can't do that with everyone.
I'm just wondering if he does like play by play on the toilet. Just after there's a splash, woo, out of bounds.
No, I mean he keeps it out of bounds, no matter where he is. I mean, people are like everywhere. The people are going to be freaking out at it. I just am fascinated that he makes trash can nachos.
Can you imagine? By the way, someone makes a good point on Twitter. Imagine being a security guard that has to sit in the bathroom while he takes a dump.
I think that it would be a place of honor. I mean, I don't think you could get any more intimate with Guy.
You're like the taster for a king, like back in the day to see if things were poisonous. Well,
yeah, that's why you cheers. That's cheers. Is that why you do a cheers? Is because people used to dump their wine into the other person's goblet.
Sure.
I mean, they would probably do that with his insane jalapeno paparoos.
Chicken patty burgers.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
All right, check it out, guys. I got tortilla chips, cheese, chili. And jalapeno for a little spice. All served in a trash can. I'm not making that up.
I know trash can nachos are real.
They're just nachos, but the description of them is like they're like insanity. And they're served in a trash can.
Dude, I would have given anything to have been my son. Just to hear what it's like to have Guy Fieri take a dump.
Guy, don't wash your hands. I want a high five. I want every bit of guy on your hands. I would. That's all I want.
I just like how he has the security detail. Like, you would think if you truly wanted people to stay away from you, would you wear a jacket with your name on the back of it in giant letters?
I don't know.
At
Disneyland? Yeah. I mean, it's the brand. Or maybe it's just he's a big fan of the R&B group.
That's a good point. Yeah, think about that. He's a new Jack Swing guy.
He just loves guy.
Dick Donahue just tweeted me and said maybe Mayor Fieri needs another retired cop on a security detail.
It's Donahue.
That's not a bad idea.
Donahue's still got a little obsession with Guy Fieri. All right. There'll be no commercials here, just the headlines. We'll talk about Cleveland, how they're for sure going to win the Super Bowl now.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.